So we are taking a look around the country at the impact of the economic downturn. And there are places in the country where it's affecting people very, very differently. Next week, we're going to talk about debt reconsolidation and debt management. What does debt mean in your community, in your life, among the institutions that you follow in your community? 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytakeatatakeaway.org. How did you get into debt? And how are you getting out of it? Those are the stories for us next week. But in this segment, we're going to take a look at what's going on in the city of Las Vegas. Las Vegas is unusual for a whole lot of reasons. First of all, the Las Vegas community is one of the fastest growing in the United States. And as a result of all the home building that took place in Las Vegas over the last decade, it's also a center of foreclosures and a place where debt was very much a problem. And because of Las Vegas's industry is the casino industry, where people go to spend their disposable cash, a sign of consumers with shrinking disposable cash is bearing very, very directly on the businesses on the Las Vegas Strip. And joining us to discuss how an entire community is feeling the impact of the economic downturn is Ian Milchrist, who's a business reporter for the State of Nevada, a public affairs show at KNPR, public radio member station in Las Vegas. And Ian, thanks so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
It seems to me you have a very interesting perch for viewing the real Main Street implications of this economic downturn. What kinds of things, first of all, have you seen, and where can you go to take a look at some of these impacts?
Well, you can see it pretty much anywhere. I mean, if you've been out here in the last couple of years, you know that the strip casinos are usually packed on the weekends. Not anymore. You walk through the casinos, there's a lot more tables just not being played, dealers standing around waiting for work. There's arguments now with cab drivers over tips that they get from the strip clubs because they are fighting for customers, and the tips are a huge part of their income now. And in the suburbs out here where real people live, there's just lots of vacancies, foreclosure notices, stores closing. It's really hitting the town hard.
Here's someone who actually called into your program, State of Nevada, on in early November, actually really right after the election, and it was not a terribly hopeful voice about what happens when you lose your job in Las Vegas.
A lot of people quit, and a lot of people resort to doing things that they normally wouldn't do, which would be taking a longer route to make up the difference. So the tourist or the riding public is now paying for things, because when it comes down to feeding your family, you're going to do what you have to do.
Now, she's a taxi cab driver and is definitely noticing changes in the behavior of riders in Las Vegas. Who else did you talk to?
Well, we've also talked to employees at restaurants and at some of the gentlemen's cabarets, as they call them, and all of those people are saying that the tips are down a long, long way. And you've got to remember, the real income for people working in this town comes from tips. I mean, dealers get paid minimum wage, and if people aren't playing at their table, they're not going to get the tips that really make their income a livable wage.
Now, you talked about strip clubs. You're referring to clubs on the Las Vegas Strip. So there are very much, tips associated with people who deal at the tables, people who, take drinks from waiters and waitresses and restaurant staff, if they're sitting in front of the slot machines. And, of course, then there's the tip issue for someone like Darian Gibson.
In September of last year, I was averaging somewhere around $700 or $800 a day every time I worked, to the point now where I'm lucky to make $100 or $150. I considered a $200 day or a $300 day to be actually a pretty decent day, a success.
Now, the fortunes of an exotic dancer in Las Vegas may seem like, something to, giggle about. But in fact, it really is an indicator of declining disposable income, right?
Exactly, because and all the official statistics tell us this, that there's way fewer visitors. The number of people flying through the airport is dropping by 5 or 10% every month. And that means that there are less people. And even when they come, they're much less likely to gamble and much less likely to leave big tips on the table.
The casino industry has never been an industry that has been accused of being laid back. Are they launching any kind of assertive campaigns to draw in more people, or at least make that effort?
Well, the Convention and Visitors Authority did run a campaign a few months ago urging people to just come now, in essence saying, don't wait. There's no time like the present to come get a vacation, even if things aren't looking great. We don't know whether that added some extra visitors, but all the lines are down, down, down in terms of numbers. But the other thing to notice here is that the strips, big hotels, are offering enormous bargains. Rooms in those luxury places like Bellagio and the Venetian that used to go for $300 or $400 a night, you can pick them up on the web now, and often on the hotel's own website for $100, $120.
Wow, that's an amazing response to the crisis. There's also big news in the management suites of some of the entertainment companies there. Sands appears to be teetering on bankruptcy, and there was a giant management departure from the MGM Grand.
Well, that's right. MGM is saying that was just a routine. The guy is 65, Terry Lanney, and he was due to leave anyway. Unfortunately for him, it happened the same day the Wall Street Journal announced that he really didn't have an MBA, but that's a whole other story. The Sands had an enormous building program both on the Strip here, and they were building, believe it or not, $20 billion worth of casinos in Macau in southern China. And they just found that both in China and here, the fall-off in tourism is so drastic, they weren't making the revenue to pay back those bonds.
Big economic impacts.
Yeah, and they've just halted their building program. In China, they've fired 11,000 construction workers, and construction is grinding to a halt all along the Strip
here. I want you to listen to one last voice here, Ian, before we go.
For me, I basically put myself as recession-proof entertainer only because I got several, identities I go by. I'm a massage therapist, I'm a domina, and I'm an entertainer. So those three covering those areas seems to have helped me kept myself pretty consistent with everything that I've been doing.
That's what an exotic dancer does to deal with a recession. Can you be recession-proof in Las Vegas before we go, Ian?
No, you can't. I mean, it used to be that you could because we were the only place that had gambling. But since we've become a place where people come for luxury shopping, fine dining, a big resort, there's so many people come here now, and when they are sitting on their wallets, the town goes into nosedive.
Well, a fascinating MRI into the economic health of the community of Las Vegas. Ian Milchrist, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Ian Milchrist is a business reporter for KNPR, public member public station in Nevada. His program is State of Nevada.
And we're always on at The Takeaway. We're talking about debt.
Hi, my name is Kristen Howe. I'm calling from Sheridan, Illinois, and I am in significant student loan debt hell. I work for a nonprofit organization, but I'm about $60,000 in student loan debt.
Wow.
We want to hear about how you are managing debt these days. 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org.
Debt management all next week. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Adora Udoji, and this is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.